Samaisa, Tegun of Truma Samaisa of Paris. So Mora says, hey, Kedom, what's the case talking about? What's your question? Could go into cases like this, on top of the Gemara of Ayin, the what the Yamdinu V'yasrinu. That the case was, you have, let's say, stalks that grew, and you cut them off already, and after you cut down the stalks of wheat, you took off Truma Samaisa from it. V'yasrinu, and then you replanted again these stalks of wheat, V'yasifalu, and it grows more now. It grows more bigger. The question is, what's the lacha? Do you have to take off Truma Samaisris from what grows new? And maybe even from the original stalk, since you replanted it, it's like bottle to the karkam, you do not go bossa the ikka. What's the lacha? So most of like this. Im tim tzalem, if you want to tell me that lo yazlin bossa ikka, you do not go bossa the ikka, the main part of this stalk. Because the main part of this stalk, you already took off Truma Samaisris from before. But for Tosefis boy Yisurei, but for sure you're telling me what grows new now after you replanted it, the new growth of it for sure is Mechuyev Truma Samaisris. If you want to tell me like that, still like there's a question, Ikra Mai, what's going to be the locha now by the Ikra, the main part of this stalk? Do you have to remeister it again or not? One swar is yes, that since you replanted it, it's part of the karka now, so it grows out now, the whole thing is like new, and you have to you have to take off Truma Samaisris again according to the way the size it is right now, or else maybe no, you only have to take off Truma Samaisris from what grows new now, but the original stalk that was here from before, since that stalk you already took off Truma Samaisris, you would not have to do it over again. Says the Shiloh. Samur says back, Omalei Abaya, Abaya says back, Maishna Mikol Chiti Visarwa Di Alma, why should it be different than any wheat and any barley? That the way you plant barley is you take the seeds, even though originally you took off Truma Samaisris from the wheat, and now you take the seeds, the kernels, and you replant them. And still what grows out, you mechuyev to take off Truma Samaisris a second time, according to what grows new, the whole thing. So pshit, you have to take off maisa from before also, from the whole stalk. Samura says no. Alensi Omalei. Dorvish is Arva Kolom. When you just replant the seeds, the kernel of the wheat, when you put the kernels of the wheat in the ground, it like, it's color, it's not there anymore. It disintegrates in the ground. And what grows up, sheet is something new, so sheet you have to take off Truma Samaisris. That's Lemmi Boily, that's no question to me. Ella rather, Kika Mi Boily, where do I have my question? Dava Shane Zarakola. And the thing like over here where you're planting this stalk that was grown already from before, and now you're replanting it so it's growing furthermore, but the original stalk is still here. It's not kola, it doesn't disintegrate, it's still around. My, what's the locha? Do you have to take off Truma Samaisris a second time from the stalks or not? That's my shayla. Samara says still, Tifshit Lei Meho. Let's bring a proof from this halacha. Meho the Yomer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan said that litra botzel, we have, let's say, a litra and the measurement of onions, a pound of onions, shetitnu, that you misakim and you took off Truma Samaisris from them the way you're supposed to, and then vizaru, and then you replanted these onions, misar salafikulay. It says clearly you have to take off maisar according to everything that grows up, even though the ikur is not kola. The way an onion grows is you put an onion in and it just buds and becomes, divides into four and becomes bigger and bigger, but the original bud is still here, and still it says you have to take off Truma Samaisris according to the shir what's here now. So you see, you do have to take off a second time Truma Samaisris. So you should be the same halacha before when you replanted these stalks. You should also have to take off a second time Truma Samaisris. Samara says, no, I tell you, Hossam over there, Hainu Zriyasai, that's the way you plant onions. The way you plant it is you put an onion back in the ground and it grows up again. So Pshita, that's called like a new thing now, and therefore you take off Truma Samaisris according to what's here right now. But Hochab over here, Lav Hainuz Riyos, that's not the way you plant stalks, wheat. The way you plant wheat is you start put the seeds in the ground, not to replant the whole stalk. So since you're replanting the whole stalk, maybe here the stalk does not lose its chashivis, it's still called the stalk, and therefore you would not have to take off Truma Samaisris a second time off the stalks. So that's what here I have a shayla. Oh, Malei Rav Chanina, Bar Min Yumei Leyabaya, Otsuts Shena Nokof Maho. What's going to be the lock if you have something growing in a flower pot that does not have a neck, it has no hole in the bottom. So the Chorim say, what grows out of it, are you mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis or not? So Gemara says, what's your question? If it doesn't have a neck, if it doesn't have one. So Rashi says, the pshat is that whatever grew in this flower pot, since it has no nekev, it's only mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis midirabonin. Midirais, it's not called growing off the ground. Therefore, pshita midirabonin yechayiv. It's called like minaptur alaptur. So you have to go through Masamaisris, Minayabai, so what's your Shiloh? So Mura said, the Shiloh must be like this. Dilma Choza Vinokvu Kramrit. Means first what started to grow in this flower pot, you started to grow wheat. It had no hole on the bottom. Later, in the middle of it was growing, there was a hole on the bottom of it. So the Chur, what grows now is Mechuyiv Midiraisa. And what grew before was only Mechuyiv Midirabonin. So what's the Locha? Choch over here, Chod is Rihi. It's one planting, it's one seed like. Ichbura Yuduka Mechabra. The young is growing together upwards. But the Gemara says, Hossam and the Shiloh before, where you had this stalk that you first took off Trumas and Maisis from, and then you replanted it, Shteiz Rias Ninu. Over there it's a second planting. So in other words, the Gemara means to say is, even though the Lachu may be by the first case, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisis a second time, that's because you're taking this stalk now and replanting the second time, so it's like a new maisa's ria, and since what comes out of it, what grows new, pshita, you have to take off trumas and maisas, who within the ikalite becomes bottle, you also have to take off trumas and maisas off the new thing, and what off the stalks. Mashenka, here the shailer is, maybe even if by stalks you have to, maybe in the same flower pot, since it's the same growth, there's no hefsek, you're not stopping in between. The same wheat that's growing, it grew half of its height, where it had no hole on the bottom of the flower pot, and now in the middle of its growth, a hole became on the bottom, and now the top grew. So maybe here it's different. Maybe only what grows new is the mechuyev in trumas and maisris and the diraisam, but not the yikar. And after meeting with D, you cannot take off trumas and maisris minayil bay, because here for this wheat is only mechuyev midrabanan, and half of it is chayim midiraisam. Or else maybe no, maybe this wheat that's growing in the flower pot has the same halacha like before, like the stalks. That Lamaisa, we say, maybe you go back to the Tisefis, what's growing new is Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris, therefore the whole thing is Chayiv and Midiraisam. Then you could talk about Trumas and Maisris in the day. That's the Shaila. Now the Gemara says, boy, you're about who? But who is a Shaila like this? She boiles, she morcho b'kri, v'shoslo, v'korolo, shem v'mechuber mahu. Yeah, so this shaila again is like this, that Bora Babua, Shibonis, you have these stalks of wheat, Shemocha, means you originally cut it off, you made a pile of them, and Shemocha Bekri, you smooth it down the top of the pile, and that's when it's Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisris. But then before you took off Trumas and Maisris, Fishosla, you replanted it again. And then the Korolah Shem, the Mechuber, and then you called it, you made a Truma. So is a Chal Truma not? Usually we say you cannot take off truma, be mafra truma, when it's still mechuba, still growing. So ma, what's the lach over here? Kivon de morcho, since you first piled it up and made it smooth it down, tivlo, it was chal already, tevel on it, that's mechuyev and truma samaisris. If so, kikoro la shen kedusha, kichala, could be now when you call it truma, saka chal truma on it. It's different than regular mechuba. Regular mechuba, it's attached, never got a shen tevel. But here it became tevel first. Or do maybe no. Kivun the shosla pokalei tivlaminei. And when you plant it right now, it's bottle at shame tevel. And it becomes mechuba lekarka again. And you can't take off truma right now. You have to adarabba wait till you cut it off. And the nochamol will become tevel. Omalei rabbonin labayis rabbonin tetrabaya. In came if so. Mitzinu truma v'mechuba lekarka. If you tell me yes, but in this case, when you replant these stalks, you could make a truma. It's going to come out there's a case that you could have truma. That's mechub lekarka. Well, tanan we learned not like that. Well, tanan we learned that leimatzino truma b'mechub lekarka. We never find truma that's attached to the ground. So you can't tell me now these stalks that are attached to the ground could become truma. Amalek said back to them like this: Ki tanya he. When did we learn that halacha? That's a locha that if a czar eats it, he's not chayiv misa. If he eats that truma, that's mechub lekarka. or either b'shogeg, you're not chayav to pay a chaymish, ein hachanami. And the Gemara explains why. Because, let's see, even this truma now that's growing, when you eat it, how to eat it? Di tolish v'yochlif, you first pick it off and then eat it. So tolishu, l'mayis it's tolish, that's why you chayav misa, or you chayav chaymish. But it's not called mechubur anymore. Elamai v'gochin v'yochlif, you just go and bite it while it's still growing. So you want to say that's called eating from mechubur. And that we have a loch that you're not, there's no truma of mechubur. The pshat is driyam. Bot l'dayt leitzah kol adam. Your das is not called a das anymore. There's das not called a mayis achila. We do not eat things that are attached to the ground. So Rashi says, therefore, it's not called an achila. And therefore, you're not chayiv misam. And therefore, you're not chayiv a chaymish. But then, echnam, it could be that the kedusha sa'atshuma is chal on something that is mechubur l'kaka. In this case, Samar says, Umayishno, why is this different? Midikosev apinkosev yufa. That what was written down in Ilfa's book, in Ilfa's notebook, that it was written down there on Ilfa's notebook, that the Beit say, Nevelas oif tohor, if you eat from the egg that was in a Nevelas oif tohor, means a bird that died, a kosher bird that died as Nevela, and the loch of a Nevelas oif tohor is, whoever eats from it, you become tamei when you swallow it. So here, this Beit to this egg, Miktsasim achutz, half of the egg was outside the bird, or Miktsasim achutz, half was inside. So what's the loch? Is it metamli you or not if you eat it? So it says, Vifnim metamoyim, begodim abesabliya, yes. If somebody eats like this egg, means he puts his head like inside the chicken, and eats the egg, the part that's inside the chicken still, so it's metamim. When he swallows it down, it becomes ame. Mibachutz, but if he eats the part of the egg that's outside the bird, then ain matam of the governor basically. Then you do not become tummy, because the part that's outside the bird is not called part of the nevela, so it has no tumas nevela on it. So called part of the chur is not a derech to eat the egg. This is where they're putting your head inside the bird and eating it there. And still we say it's called an achila. So you see, even the chur and achila they have chak yishmei achila. So we also still know tolush, something that's detached like a bird. Avidi inshe diachli hochi. Sometimes it happens this way. You want to eat the chicken. You start eating the insides of the chicken, and you come to eat the egg also. That is called the derech achila. Therefore, if you eat the inside of the chicken of this nevela, nevela saif, you become tamei. But the mechubur, anything that's growing in the ground, anything that's growing, no, layavidi inshidiyachli. People do not eat food that's growing on the ground. Therefore, here, even though it's chal trum on this stalks, because originally it was cut off. That's when it was called in tevel. And now when you make a truma, even though it's mechuba, maybe it's chal, but the reason why somebody eats from it is potter, because here it's not a derech achila. Omer Rav Tziv Yumi, Barkisno Omer Shmuel, Hazareya Klayim B'yotzutz, B'yotzutz Shein Anokiv. Somebody plants Klayim, two different types of vegetables, in the same flower pot, but it has the hole on the bottom. So also, Ishno, it's also. So Omer Abaya says back to him, like, what are you telling me? Pshita. Bishlam, I would understand the Yashmin if you teach us that Loika, Marcus, Mardus, Midirabonin, that not only is it awesome, but if you eat this, or you make the apprentice client, you get Marcus, Midirabonin, Shapir. It's good, you're teaching me something new. Elo also, but Stam, you said Loshin, it's awesome, Mashma, it's awesome, Midirabonin. What's the Kiddush? Pshita. Mike Mashmalon. The Midirabonin, heavy Zriya, the Midirabonin, if you plant in an Otsot, Shein Anokav, in a flower pot that has no hole, it's called the planting, and it's Nisa Klein Midirabonin. Tanina, we learned this already once, that Torim, Mishein Anokav, Al Anokav, someone takes off Truma from Paris that grew in a flower pot that does not have a hole, or to Paris that grew in a flower pot that has a hole, so it comes out to Minaptur Al Achiv, because the first one's only Mechuyiv Midirabonin, not Midiraisa. So then there's Truma. When you talk of Truma, it's like a Chal Truma, Midirabonin. We do not want to make it change it. But the Yasavichum, you have to take off Truma a second time. Because really, you're not Mekan the Mitzvah Truma, because the first one, the Yotzutz, Sheina Nokov, is not Mechuyiv Midiraisa, it's only Mechuyiv Midirabonin. But our Koponim, we see though, there's Chal Hashem Truma Midirabonin though, on an Yotzutz of Sheina Nokov. So what are you teaching me? The Kuritz Pshita. The other Mishnah says, Hachit in wheat, v'yasurim in barley, v'yakusmin in spelt, v'yashibel l'shol, that's oats, v'yashifu, that's rye, hare'elu chayovim mechala, These are the five type of grains that if you make a dough out of any one of these, yichayev in challah. Even though there's a shear, how much flour you have to have, let's say 3 pounds or 5 pounds, you can start to put the two together. You have a half a pound of wheat flour, a half a pound of barley flour, a half a pound of kusmin, and together, if you have the shear, and you make a dough out of it, you chayv and chala. The asur and the chodesh. These five grains have an issur to eat from them the new crop before the second day of Pesach. The asur and the chodesh, melefnei Pesach, before Pesach. O miliksam lefnei yomer. Or then there's an issur hatorah, you're not allowed to cut it down before you cut down the yomer. And we'll see exactly before which part of the yomer. But before you have the yomer on the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to even cut down the chodesh, the new crop. Now, in Hishrish, Kodem Lomer, any crop, any one of these grains that were planted before Pesach, and it started to take root, started to root already from before the yomer, and then Yomer Matirun, when it comes the second day of Pesach, it becomes mutter, there's no more issur chodesh on it. But the Yimlav, even if you planted it before Pesach, but it did not start to root yet, it was not Hishrish yet, then Asurim, Achiyovi Yomer Abor, you're not allowed to eat it anymore this year, but you have to wait till next year, Pesach, till after it starts to root, and then the Yomer passes by. Then the Yomer will be Matarit Bachila. Verse 20 we learned, Kusmin Min Chitin, that spelt is a type of wheat, and Shibola Shol V'Shifon, oats and rye, Min Serb, it's a type of barley. Rashi says in Negei Tilchus Mitzarf, what you could put the two together, that even though the Mishnah says you mitzarf from Zilas, that doesn't mean all of them, but rather wheat could only be mitzarf together with kusman, with spelt. Now, Shein Kain, barley is mitzarf with everything else, just not chitim. That's what's come to teach us, which ones can be mitzarf together. Now it says kusmin. What exactly is this spelt? What's kusmin?